You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the star. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're on till high midnight. It's the best music ever, with a special tribute today to Alan Bergman. And we lost him last month. And he wrote music, though you may not have been familiar with him. It's not your fault. It's the media. You know his music? Oh, yes, you do. He and his wife wrote some of the most memorable tunes ever of this century. Stick around and find out. It's the music of the stars. No bigger stars in the field of songwriting than Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Did a tribute to Marilyn when she passed on 5.5 years ago. And I heard people say, well, I know the song. Of course you do. Everybody knew their music. And just to prove it, stick around and find out. Like some of the songs they wrote for the 50s. Do you remember Rin Tin Tin? Lee Aker? Mid-50s sitcom, which was more than a sitcom. There was a song there called The White Buffalo. Ah, maybe you know now. They wrote that. But the best of everything. From Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Alan was a TV director. Johnny Mercer said, you better move out and come to Hollywood.
It's still alright. best, the best of everything.
A friend of mine that I think is really one of the finest composers for motion pictures. His name is Michel Legrand. This is one of his lesser known compositions, but it's formidable music by a great composer. It's called Pieces of Dreams.
Little boy lost, in search of little boy found. You go wandering, wandering, stumbling, tumbling round. What's on the tip of your mind? And why are you blind to all you ever were, never were, really are, nearly are? Little boy falls in search of little boy true. Will you be ever done traveling, always unraveling you? Fishing in streams for pieces of dreams. Those pieces will never fit. What is the sense of it? Fishing in streams for pieces of dreams. Those pieces will never fit. What is the sense of it? Little boy blue, don't let your
Alan Bergman, Marilyn Bergman, wrote music for In the Heat of the Night. Quincy Jones put the music together, and they wrote the lyrics, but they worked with Michel Legrand. That started in the late 1960s. Michel wrote songs, The Windmills of Your Mind. That's from the Thomas Crown Affair, 1968, and they wrote the English lyrics for that. And Alan and Marilyn teamed up with Marvin Hamlisch, and they wrote Barbra Streisand's top hit, The Way We Were. That was in the picture of the same name. One of the most recognizable songs ever written, The Way We Were. There's a picture that I never saw and haven't gotten around to it yet, but I will. The picture was Best Friends. And for that, they wrote How Do You Keep the Music Playing? Tony Bennett had a big hit. This is the Music of the Stars. We're going to celebrate Alan Bergman, passed on, and it hardly left a ripple in the field of newspaperdom. Can't figure that out. The Music of the Stars. Here's something. Andy Williams, another guy I admire.
Pouring over me, all the humming birds are out.
1972, the picture was The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean. And the Bergmans wrote that. One of the characters in there is a big black bear. Judge Bean adopts him as a pet, you know. Maurice Jarre wrote the music. He gave the bear a great big theme for saxophones. And that became that song, Marmalade, Molasses, and Honey. Ah, the music of the stars. Mel Torme.
I can remember the rain of December, the leaves of brown tumbling down. In Spain I did love and adore you. The nights filled with joy were our yesterday, and tomorrow will bring you near me. I can recall my desire, every reverie is on fire, and I get a picture of all my yesterday. Yesterday I can say I get a kick every time they play that Spain again. I can remember the rain in December, the leaves of brown tumbling down. Our love was a Spanish fiesta. The bright lights and songs were our joy each day, and the nights were the heat of yearning. I can recall my desire, every reverie is on fire, and I get a picture of all my yesterday. Yesterday, I can say I get a kick every time I see you gaze at me. I see moments of history. Your eyes meet mine, and they dance to the melody, and we live again as if dreaming. The sound of our hearts beat like castanets, and forever they'll know their meaning. I can recall my desire, every reverie is on fire, and I get a picture of all my yesterday. Yesterday, I can say I get a kick every time I see you gaze at me. Thank you. la 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 la.
Mel Torme and the Dectet with For Whom the Bell Tolls. Very serious movie, and there's Mel having fun with it. And why not? Tribute to Alan Berkman, who passed on last week. In 1983 at the Oscars, they were 55th annual Academy Awards, Alan and Marilyn, they wrote, How Do You Keep the Music Playing? Michel Legrand, for his picture, The Best Friends, nominated for Best Original Song Award, and Tony Bennett had a hit, as did others. And the Bergmans, they were the first songwriters ever to have written three of the five nominations for Best Song Oscar nominations. And Burt Reynolds and
in a very special relationship.
Goldie Hawn.
You like it?
Yes, I like it.
You want to have it?
I can go.
Oh,
oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I think we should.
What?
Go ahead and tell it.
Burt Reynolds and Goldie Hawn are best friends.
Best friends. No need to be. Just when you're best friends. Is me.
The music of the stars. Here's the tune. This is not Tony, the choir of Trinity College in Cambridge did the honors on Tony's great hit, How Do You Keep the Music Playing by the Bergmans.
Someone and never lose your way.
I looked it up. I found her name, Helen Charleston, with the Trinity College Chamber Choir. Frank Sinatra and Quincy Jones.
Each time you hear her name, I know the way I feel for you is now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music, it never ends. I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
That's a Bob Florence arrangement for Quincy Jones, The Music of the Stars. Here's Bob's big band.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Florence and the Big Band. Great hit for Petula Clark. We lost Lonnie Anderson this week. Here's a sample of Lonnie's work.
Mr. Carlson, Mr. Travis is here to see you. Travis. I don't know, he claims to be the new program director.
Lonnie Anderson, best known for her role as this witty receptionist on the hit TV comedy WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at the age of 79, and just days before her 80th birthday. According to her longtime publicist, Anderson died at a hospital right here in Los Angeles following a prolonged illness. Anderson married actor Burt Reynolds not long after WKRP ended, and the two share a son. Anderson was nominated for Emmys and Golden Globes during her career. Tonight, actress Barbara Eden is remembering Anderson as a dear friend. And Morgan Fairchild also sharing a post where she remembered Anderson as, quote, the sweetest, most gracious lady. Anderson survived by her husband and two adult children.
Here's Lonnie Anderson. The music of the star.
Lonnie Anderson.
Here's Judy.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need more than you know, more than you know, man of my heart. You're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. I need you so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it.
Judy, recorded May of 1958. Remembering the life of mastermind Alan Bergman. He died at 99.
Finally tonight, remembering Alan Bergman, the lyrical mastermind who gave life to the silver screen. Alan Bergman was an award-winning lyricist behind timeless hits of the 70s and 80s. Writing multiple TV and film theme songs, including for the sitcoms Maude and Good Times. Make it away when you can. And from the 1982 film Tootsie, the song It Might Be You. Time. Bergman, known not only for his talent, but also for his enduring partnership with his songwriting wife, Marilyn, who died in 2022 at 93. The couple writing hundreds of songs together, winning 4 Emmys, 2 Grammys, and 3 Oscars over their career. Among their most famous lyrical works, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, written with Neil Diamond, later becoming a classic Barbara Streisand-Neil Diamond duet, performed at the Grammys in 1980.
You don't bring me flowers.
And arguably their biggest success, The Way We Were, recorded by Streisand for the 1973 film of the same name. Streisand performing at the Oscars in 2013. In the wake of Marilyn's death, Streisand writing, Marilyn and Alan Bergman were like family. Their songs are timeless, and so is our love. Alan crediting his professional relationship with his wife for repairing any rare friction in their romantic relationship.
But if there is, most of the time it gets worked out in the work.
It's very interesting.
Allen died late Thursday at his home in Los Angeles after suffering from respiratory issues, according to a family spokesperson, but continued to write songs till the very end. Allen Bergman was 99.
Well, you see, it lost to raindrops keep falling on my head.
Right.
And now, for the five best songs nominated this year, All That Love Went to Waste, music by George Berry, lyrics by Sammy Kahn.
Live and Let Die, music and lyrics by Paul and Linda McCartney.
Love, music by George Bruns, lyrics by Floyd Huddleston.
The Way We Were, music by Marvin Hamlisch, lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman.
Nice to Be Around, music by John Williams, lyrics by Paul Williams. May I have the envelope, please?
The winners are...
It's positively obscene how many of these you have. It's very lovely. I'd like to thank all of you. I'd like to thank Ray Stark for Beautiful Picture and Sidney Pollack and Barbara Streisand, the best singer that any lyric writer could ever have singing their song. Thank you.
I can only add my thanks to all of you and again to Barbara. It's just wonderful. Thank you very much.
I feel we can talk as friends because I think I know you. So, gang, listen to me. You're terrific. I want to thank the Academy again, as it were. And there are three, as they are.
The way they were.
And I want to particularly thank some wonderful people who took the chance a long time ago when I got into this business. And that was Sam Spiegel, who gave me my very first job, and my agent, Peter Faith, and my manager, Alan Carr, and a man who really believed in this song and really helped us all the way, which was Marty Ehrlichman.
Yes, thanks, Marty.
Right.
Thank you, Marty.
To all of you, to all of them and to all of you, you've done it for this year. Thank you.
That's Marvin Hamlisch, 1974.
You're a Puritan. You have no sense of humor.
Members of my family happen to think I'm extremely humorous.
Why are you always so angry?
I'm not always. Just because I don't know much about your drippy co-ed humor. Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Do you smile all the time?
No. Hey, here's to commencement.
Sure, I make waves. I mean, you have to, and I'll keep making them until you're every wonderful thing you should be and will be. You'll never find anyone as good for you as I am.
I know that.
I really didn't expect this.
You didn't expect to come to Hollywood and get a chance to tell off the world, either.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
You bet I did.
What's too painful to remember? So it's the laughter, the way we were.
To see our full schedule and to find out where you can watch movies in your area, go to MoviesTVNetwork.com.
Of the way.
pictures of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were.
And the Bergmans.
We will remember.
those are the singers, Unlimited, and Gene Peerling of Milwaukee did all the arranging. Mastermind of vocal music. Now stand by for CBS News and back to the music of the stars in just a moment. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thanks for being.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.